Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present Lady Killers, Deadly Women Throughout History by Tori Telfer. Read by Jamie Lampchick. This hatred of what is human, still more of what is animal, still more of what is material. This horror of the senses, of reason itself, this fear of happiness and beauty, this longing away from all appearance, change, becoming, death, desire, longing itself. All this implies, let us dare to comprehend it, a will to the nothing. A horror of life, an insurrection against the most fundamental presuppositions of life. Nevertheless, it is and remains a will. Nietzsche, A Genealogy of Morals. Let no one think me a weak one. Euripides, Medea. The Elusive Population. When we think about serial killers, we think about men. Well, man, actually. Some vicious, twisted sociopath working alone. He probably has a dreadful nickname, given to him by the media with loving precision. The Ripper, the Vampire Rapist, the Son of Sam, the Shadow Killer, the Berlin Butcher. His nickname is his brand, a nightmare name for a nightmare man whose victims are, more often than not, innocent women. It's true. Men spill most of the blood in history books. And serial killers, specifically, are overwhelmingly male. During the past 100 years, less than 10% of serial murderers were women. Or so we think. The records are far from immaculate. In 2007, an exhaustively researched book listed 140 known female serial killers. A blog for the men's rights movement lists almost 1,000. We do know that the number, whatever it is, has increased in the U.S. since the 1970s. Society tends to sink into collective amnesia about female violence, so much so that when Eileen Wuornos was charged with 7 violent murders in 1992, the press pronounced her America's first female serial killer and continued to do so for decades following. Eileen wasn't America's first female serial killer, not by a long shot. But female serial killers are master masqueraders. They walk among us looking for all the world like our wives, mothers, and grandmothers. Even after they've been apprehended and punished, most of them eventually sink back into the mists of history in a way that male killers do not. Historians are still wondering who Jack the Ripper was, but almost never concern themselves with his creepy countrywoman, Marianne Cotton, who claimed 3 or 4 times as many victims, most of them children. It's not that society doesn't recognize the existence of evil in women, because women have been portrayed as conniving and malevolent and the bringers of the apocalypse since Eve ate the apple. But we seem to prefer evil women ensconced in our fiction. They might lead men onto the rocks, the sirens, frame them for murder, Gone Girl, or suck out their breath in a poem, La Belle Dame sans Merci. It's when they enter real life and start slaying real people that our imaginations balk. We can't imagine that they did it, you know, on purpose. Typically, women are seen as solely capable of reactive homicide, murder done in self-defense, a burst of passion, an imbalance of hormones, a wave of hysteria, and not instrumental homicide, which can be plotted, calculated, and performed in cold blood. Thus, the infamous 1998 quote from Roy Hazelwood of the FBI, "There are no female serial killers." What happens when people are confronted with a female serial killer? When ideas of the weaker sex break down and we're staring into the unnerving eyes of a woman with dried blood under her fingernail.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?